Okay. So this story is landlord tenant drama. Dun dun dun. It's really annoying. This is fresh off the press. Literally had a conversation with my landlord not even 30 minutes ago. So essentially, last Sunday, one of my roommates came home to water on her floor. So the pipes were like backed up essentially. So our landlord lives next door. So he came over, you know, dried it up, was kind of like taking apart the flooring to like try to like help it, you know, put fans in there, whatnot. And in all of that, he was unclogging not even the toilet. It was really the pipes. He got a machine to like go down in the pipes and to like get everything out essentially. And this man is claiming that somebody has been putting hundreds is what he said, of tampons? Facial wipes down. No, not even tampons, facial wipes down the toilet. So we're like, okay, who's putting face wipes down the toilet? You know what I mean? Like, okay, if that's what you think it is, what is it? And we all talked and we're like, no. Like, maybe the occasional, sure, tampon or something that we shouldn't be, or like a paper towel or something. But like, that would disintegrate over time and not clump for a long period of time. So anyways, the unfortunate thing is it was in the master bedroom, and she did happen to have wipes on the side, but it wasn't, she was like, okay, just because I have them and use them doesn't mean that I'm putting them down the toilet. Yeah. Which
check my
toilet,
or check my trash can next to the toilet.
Literally check. Exactly. Look in the trash and you will find that. Also, we're like grown adult women. We're like upper 20s, 30s. Like, we are not just wiping our face, throwing it down in the toilet.
Yeah.
Anyways, but he, even throughout there, at one point, I like walked into a conversation between him and the roommate, and he was like, listen, because I like you guys, like, I don't want to go to court over this or anything. Like, he threw out the fact that he might even take us to court, essentially because he doesn't want to have to pay for it. And we're like, okay, well, it would be different if we like were doing it. But if we're not, like, is there a possibility that like something else is blocking it? So I talked to different homeowners, my parents, even my lawyer friend who's in lawyer school right now.
Law school.
Who else? There was another one. But anyways, everybody pretty much was like, that should be the landlord's duties to be checking things. And then if like, it would be one thing, again, if it was out of like negligence and we like we're doing something that we shouldn't. But we've all like kind of come clean and we're like, okay, well, we're not doing that, especially not to the point of hundreds.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's been a back and forth thing.
How does he know facial wipes?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that's what
like
he's
those,
claiming.
Like, flushable wipes that aren't actually flushable. Does anyone use those?
That's a... No, we did ask that too, and the answer is no. And he was like, that could have been it too, if like, you know, if it wasn't face wipes and it was like flushable wipes, like maybe that would have caused it. The thing is though, this house too is like kind of old, so my parents even were like, is it a the septic's old? Like, is it just over time? Like, what if it is actually like clumps of like paper, like toilet paper, or like even paper towels, like something else other than assuming it's one of our fault because of that. So anyways, there was a whole dispute and he had to, you know, take time out of his Sunday to come and help fix it and blah, 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 blah.
It's your
anyways,
house. Like,
yeah,
exactly. It's his house, first of all. And also, that's the weird thing. Like, up until this point, we've had a pretty good relationship with him. Like, I'm the one that pays rent every month. And when I had a conversation with him, I'm like, hey, we've been good tenants, paying rent on time. We even do things cosmetically to the house to help enhance the house. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a cleaner come once a month. We are, you know, not like intentionally damaging the property because that's not really our intention. Also, we're the ones living there. So we're not trying to do something that also would be inconvenient.
Right. You're taking time out of your Sunday too.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So all of this accusation is just too much. And then anyways, so I sat with him today to try to hopefully meet in the middle, because I'm like, listen, like, if we are all
how
coming
old is
clean,
this person? Sorry.
He is a single, probably 50-year-old man, 40, 50, I guess I would say. And he pretty much still wants us to, he wasn't backing down with the payment. And I even asked him, I'm like, so you said you would give me a quote by today. So what is the quote? And he was like, I'm going to need a couple more days. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, if this is that important to you, why are you not
Yeah.
Giving me a quote. And also, I'm like, if it's like $200, that's annoying, but okay. If it's like $2,000, like, we're not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, we have to A, meet in the middle. B, is it just your word against ours? And that's where I'm like, listen, maybe it is worth going to court because this is just not, well, like, paying for that.
What needs to be replaced? Is it the whole septic?
Well, exactly. That's kind of what I asked too.
Because
that
could
like,
be like $20,000. Like, that's right, and you guys are not paying that.
No.
Well, and
no.
That's also like overtime issue. It's not like you've lived there for what, like 3 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
You didn't make that much damage in that amount of time.
That's like a 40-year problem.
Right.
20-year.
Like I said, the house is old, so like things are falling down just like naturally because it's like an old house. So it's like, is it the case where I kind of tried to like push that and I'm like, is it the case where it's something else and it is the just the nature of the pipes and it's not what we are putting down the pipes? Like, is it actually a your problem? And this man is not backing down. He hasn't given me a quote yet. He even was like, listen, like, I'd even meet in the middle of like and doing like payments, like if you would rather do like a payment plan. And I'm like, okay,
word.
So this man, and
so
I was like,
chunk.
And I told him, I'm like, I'm not admitting to anything because we haven't done anything wrong. Mm-mm. And I'm not even saying yes to that because I don't want to get my hands tied. The kind of annoying thing too is we're not really on a lease right now. We're kind of like month to month because with Gabby's situation, we weren't really sure. So one of my roommates is from the UK, and we didn't know how long she would have to be here. So we thought initially she might have had to go back home in April. So I kind of brought it up like, hey, is it possible we just go month to month for our sake? And he was like, yeah, sure. Like, literally, he's like, as long as you don't like leave me high and dry, pretty much, like, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay. You know, so it's kind
that
of
could
a catch 22
in your favor.
We're kind of, I'm like, listen, it's not on our, we're actually not on a lease, but also at the same time, he could kick us out. Like, he could be like, yeah, you're not on a lease. Like, okay, now you have to be out by Friday. You know what I mean? Like, so that's where, like, even in the conversation, I had to kind of be, I started with like, hey, I think we've been really good tenants. We appreciate you as our landlord. Also, the other side is, I think we're kind of living in a gray as tenant landlord. Like, that's where we need to meet in the middle and have an actual contract because this isn't on our doing anyways. Also, we're not on a contract. Also, we're not paying that.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
wow.
I don't know. So I'm really just praying that like the quote comes back and it's like under 1,000 at least.
Yeah.
And I'm scared that it's not. And I don't
even
know
so
even if we're paying.
Fight that. Like,
right.
That's
what
not,
I think so too.
It's that's why you're renting.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So I'm like,
he wouldn't if you're like gutters fell off or something. He wouldn't make you replace that because that happened because of wear and tear over time.
Well, I mean,
just like a septic, that's wear and tear over time.
Yeah, obviously, we are in contact with the Lord. We said, can you please make a tree fall on it?
You guys work at a church, so like,
it just, the whole thing is kind of weird and like, I don't know. And then he kind of was like, yeah, I was just like working a really long week and so
you said,
why
me too. And I would like to be able to flush my toilet.
Literally. And also, this is not our situation. Like, and also, I'm moving into the master. So I kind of was like, hey, like, I kind of would love the flooring in by this time. And he was like, yeah, maybe I'll have to figure out my schedule. I'm like, I don't need the details. Just give me a yes or no. And then give me a date and come and do your duties. Like, we don't have to be like friends here. Like, this is your home. So this is the other thing, and then I'll wrap up the story. But there was a point where, like, he found a lot of grease in the sink. So, like, claiming that, like, we're, like, dumping our grease down. And so we had a conversation about that. We're like, okay, well, we're not dumping, like, maybe on accident a little bit. Like, okay, whatever. Like, but the majority of the time, we're like, we're not dumping our chicken grease right down the drain. Just
probably remnants from your dishes.
Yeah, maybe remnants
like,
from the dishes.
Again, over time.
All the things. And like, again, it's an old house. So I'm like, from his point of view, he has to be more careful because, and check things more often because of that, first of all. Second of all, there was a situation where like one of our plants was like on the hardwood floor, and then like it made it like bubble up because there was like water around the. So he kind of kept bringing up like, listen, I've been like really gracious to you with like the grease thing and the plants around. Like he's like, I just really like, I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to be a good landlord and be like kind to you, and I feel like I really have been, but this I just can't, like, you know, like I pretty much like we have to pay for this one and not the other ones. And I'm like, that's where I was like, okay,
that's what,
like,
a safety deposit is for,
right?
Like, or like a,
like,
you know what
you
I mean,
use, right, use that's the money that we had. I don't know, the whole thing is weird vibes.
I hate,
and I don't
want
to go to court. I don't want to have to do all that.
Yeah, you
but
already
like,
have a record.
If you heard last week, you know that I've had in trouble with the law. So has this man, but I won't air his things online.
He kind Ooh. Of so sounds like a crotchety old man who like hangs.
I think he's
money.
Actually in a financial crisis, and he's just thinking
oh, you
that
think?
Like. I think he like has all these
yeah,
properties.
Well, and that's
I
the
like
thing.
This story.
Who's to say that he's going to use that money properly?
Yeah.
Too. Like.
Also, like have money stored away for your house. Yeah, literally. Well, and then he was like, can you use your renter's insurance for that? And I'm like, that's not what renter's insurance is for. Is for flooding on like your.
That's
like
for like.
Fires.
Like fires stolen. And if things get. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, what about your house insurance? Like,
yeah.
Can it cover that?
Do you have home?
Yeah. He's yeah. like, no, it won't. And I'm like, do you have house insurance or?
No.
No way.
Yep. Should I ask him to send me his house insurance details? Like, should I? Like, I need to know what point I need to get to yeah. with this man because.
Well, what are your other roommates? Are they involved at all? Or are you the main communicator?
Well, I let Gabby step down from that because she's leaving in like 3
yes.
days. And I was like, this is a lot to take on. The other two, sure. But like one of them
because
doesn't.
Realistically, you'll all have to pay for it.
Right. At the end of the day, it's like, okay, we would have to split it.
If you guys end up paying, it's not just you, Kiki, paying. So,
right.
How
oh,
you,
no.
Plus,
you it's
know,
not my fault. So
no.
I'm like, I would rather not pay at all.
No.
I mean, none of us
You guys
would.
Should not have to at all.
Right. I guess if it comes to it, yeah, we would all split it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, 4 ways.
But
it just is, like, the timing
is...
of it can be worse, so. Anyways,
I say
if you
fight
are...
it. Fight it, fight it.
Really?
There's Yes, okay. yes. I say fight it.
I
mean,
like
avoid going to court, but I also, I don't, if this guy has a record, too, I don't think he's going to want to go to court.
Exactly.
I think he's bluffing. I think you can fight it.
Are you going to move?
No, I really don't want to. I would love to stay here for longer.
Yeah.
Especially right now, I'm just like, I'm not wanting to do that right now. Like maybe by the spring or something. I'm like, I don't even know. Our lease technically ended in April. So I'm like, is it April to April? Like,
yeah.
Or is it going to be November to November? Like, what's the situation? I'm not really sure. So if you're a lawyer out there, can you write us an email? Tell me what you think about it because I would love to know. And
seriously.
I want to know that I'm in the right because I think that we are.
Well, what about your friend who's in law school? What?
Yeah, so I was sending her documents. She was just a little bit busy today, but I gave her the kind of premise, like sent her a voicemail. She was like, first of all, send me like what your like house lease is. Second of all, typically like anything like that would be under your landlord duties. She's like, literally this kind of thing is what people sue each other for or go to court for. So she's like, this is a pretty typical like dispute. I forget what kind of case it would be, but she's like, you won't believe how often this is actually people sue each other for this.
I believe
like,
it. Oh, it makes okay. sense.
Yeah. And I'm like, I like realistically, I'm like, I just want to deal with it and then move on. But I also don't want to just pay when we don't need to be paying. And when
yeah.
is he, like trying to prove a point? Is he trying to just push us? Is he trying to just get some money? Because
I don't think he wants you guys to move though, because if it's hard to get renters in there because of his.
That's what I think. We could again. We could leave tomorrow and have no blood on our
yeah.
hands.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Technically.
So I think he's. I don't think. I think if you fight it, I don't think he's going to A, go to court. B, kick you out. I really. I don't think he has any power.
I don't think he does either. It's also like. What would we go to court over? Oh, he thinks that there's facial wipes. We didn't do it.
Yeah. There's no evidence. Honestly, who are you going to believe? these sweet girls who work at a church or this right. creepy man.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, that's my story. That's my life. It's just
wow.
annoying.
Sorry,
and it's taking
Key.
Up a lot of real estate in my mind, and it's
yeah. bleh. It's stressful.
So my my name today for our recording, guys, is I Hate Landlords. Hey, 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 it's
been forever. Hello and welcome back to It's Been Forever podcast. My name is Casey.
I'm Kiara.
And I'm Meredith.
And it's a great day to be back. You guys, we're excited. And we also have some whoop updates whoop. For you today. So we're going to pass the mic over to Kiara because she's like fully been in an investigation. She's been in CSI. What do you think it stands for? Criminal
something? Service investigation. Service,
yes.
Crime scene investigation.
Right, which is what it actually is, but Kiara thought it was
criminal.
I
don't
something.
Even know what it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But mm-hmm. yes. Okay. So you said you got an email this morning.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to take you back to 7:14 a.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
EST, yes, mm. thank you. EST. So if you were listening to my last episode, I had a little incident with someone trying to steal my vehicle. So it was a attempted theft, if you will. Hate
so
that.
So demure.
So demure. Kind of want to just flip them
no,
off.
No, it's like
but,
opposite of that. You guys.
Opposite of demure. But in all of that, they did find some blood samples that they were able to like get and like put through the
so
system.
Wild to me.
I know.
The system. Oh
in
gosh.
The literal system. Anyway, so I get an email and it was just saying like your case has been assigned to blah, 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 this deputy for follow up for investigation. They will be in contact with you to follow up on the case. And I was like, OK, slay. That's cool. You know, I get a
slay.
Whole.
OK.
My first.
S-L-A-Y.
My first.
Period on that.
I'm crying. OK. And then immediately afterwards. I get so that was just from the CMPD, and then I get one from that actual deputy. I guess it's either deputy or detective. What do you think? DET
probably a detective.
DET
I would
guess?
Probably be detective. Deputy
detective?
Would
because
not be.
Deputy
a T.
is like
oh, I'm stupid.
I think of like Barney. And
that's also
like,
DEP.
DEP.
Yeah,
yep.
And also
so
detectives are like figuring out. That's why they're
yeah.
They're like
okay,
yeah.
that makes more sense. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the detective on my case, he says. I'm going to just read it verbatim because it's
Please.
Kind of hilarious. I wanted to touch base with you about your report. I wanted to see if you had any questions or concerns for me. Unfortunately, right now, we do not have any suspect information. So, first bummer. Crime cool. scene was able to collect some blood samples, but the results could take years to come back. First of all, okay.
Years?
Yeah, I'm going to forget about this
What's
case.
The point of taking the samples
exactly.
then?
I'm going to have a different car. I'm going to be living in a different country at that
Our
point.
Taxes, well, your taxes paid for them to come out and do right. absolutely nothing to your car.
Nothing. They're like, at least by Wait, 2026. Okay.
So is it by like years? Like are, mm-hmm. are a bunch of blood samples just like in a right. line waiting to
right.
go and it's just like the machine's taking a long
right.
time?
Well, or here's the next part. Maybe it'll kind of help solve that a little bit. But so results could take years to come back. The reason is since your crime okay. was a property crime, the sample goes to the bottom of the request list and violent crimes have precedent. If
I mean,
anything does fair. Develop, I will contact you. If you need anything, you can email me or call my cell. So I'm like, okay, that's fair. And that's what I had emailed back. I was like, thanks for letting me know. And then I did ask about like the steering wheel locks. I said, where can I pick one up for free? Because I remember the police at the
for free.
Time. For free. I pay for that thing.
I have to pay for a new septic system.
For the window.
So.
Yeah, no kidding.
I am out
funny.
20K.
I asked my brother about something. I was like, hey, how much was that? And he said, free 99.
Free 99.
I love
and
that.
And I was like, that's kind of stupid, but I kind of like it at the same time.
It's kind of like Gen
free
Z, 99. But like kind of fun. Free 99. And then he responded back to that. I think every division should have some. I know Providence has a bunch of them, blah, blah, blah. He's telling me where to go. He said, if not, I can bring one to you.
Oh, Is he cute? The sample's going to take forever.
Oh, is he cute? Is he single? Is he hitting on you?
How old is he?
Oh, gosh. I don't know anything.
Google
I don't,
him.
Wasn't he there that night of? Wasn't
no,
he there?
This is a dip. No, that was a
this
police
is a different. Yeah, this is a different.
This is not a deputy.
Detective.
This is
I want
a detective.
Facebook stop.
But I have him on email. Not that you couldn't see anything with read that. But I have him on email. So the two things were, it's going to take years because it was just in property crime. And he can drop it off at my front door. So okay. I'm like, how hilarious would it be, though, for
so
me to be like.
So what's his name, though?
What a meet cute.
How can we look him up?
Yeah, his name is Jason.
Ooh, sounds hot.
Derulo.
Yeah. I have all the information.
Yeah.
I just don't want to say his last name.
Well, you don't have
camera.
To, but you can tell us. Text me. I want to
okay. 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 Done and done. So, guys, I might not know about this crime until, like, 2050. But you know what's what I really hope? What I really hope to happen is that they do catch him, and then he ends up being, like, the founder of the Kia Boys or something. And they're like, we've been looking everywhere for this guy. And I'm like, it was my car that started this. So that's really, yeah. I just want it to be a good story and for the plot. Because at this mm-hmm. point, my car's fixed and I have the steering wheel locked. Because I did end up going down to the station to do it.
Oh,
but
you
I think
did.
I might still have him pick, like, drop one off. Because why not?
Free.
Exactly.
Then you can sell it.
Are you going to sell it?
Yeah.
Probably. Sell it on eBay for $120 to pay for my septic tank.
Yeah.
Or your court fees.
My yeah. court fees. Yeah. Anyways, that's my update so on my funny. Car. So kind of a bummer.
Wow.
I'll forward you the email so you can.
That was nice they like
it.
Followed up though. They
I know, that
could have chose just not to.
I know.
Literally, I feel like you get more like leaving a voicemail and being like, hey, hope everything's all right. See ya.
Literally. Yeah. I was like, I have a personal contact to the CMPD right now, and that is kind of cool. I have him on email.
I have him on email.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
funny. It. That's my story.
Well, thanks for the update, Kira.
Yeah.
You
know, anytime.
That's great.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for a topic tonight because, just before we start, apparently we are the only ones in the world who don't know the difference between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
LOL.
Everyone made sure to let us know. So
yeah, we're actual idiots.
Honestly. Thank you, because you're prompting what we're going to talk about tonight, which is things we don't understand.
Can I tell you guys, my dad texted me and was like, he just said, all he said, I listened to your podcast, period.
Okay.
There was no like, it was funny or like, hey, this was it was just listen to it. And how do you respond to that? You know?
Yeah.
So then.
Like, thanks.
So then later they came here and my dad was saying, or no, I like FaceTimed them or like the next day or a couple days later. And he was like, okay, I listened to it. And he said, I'm sorry, but I lost brain cells.
Get out. That's actually
he said,
so rude.
You guys don't know the difference between Labor Day and Memorial Day? And I was like,
typical
well, you know
dad,
what?
Like
you're
one.
My parent. It's your job to teach
me
these
honestly,
things.
This is really a reflection on you.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Keith, sorry.
I'm
that's
Keith
your
with
fault.
My full chest.
Yeah, Keith.
Yep.
So yes, today's topic, things we don't understand.
And I'm going to say all the things I don't understand with my head held high.
Yep.
Because I don't get it. I've tried. And it's just not going to happen for me.
Tried, but also I haven't.
Also, I'm not going to work that hard.
Don't
you
need
know.
To. It's kind of
too
much.
There's
is
too many things.
Along the lines of none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. There's also so many things I don't understand. I really had to narrow down like an insane amount because I could probably go on for days about things I don't understand. That's the unfortunate part.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with something that people are going to be like, oh, this is a you problem, actually.
Okay.
Oh, I am
this
actually
isn't something
so
that you shouldn't understand. This is actually just discipline. Okay.
Oh.
I don't understand how to go to things on time.
This is a you problem.
Okay. See, slightly I knew you were going to say that. And Kira, I know you're going to be on my team.
I know. Unfortunately, I hate that.
Yeah, I know. But let me add a little bit more context to it. So I don't understand how long things take me.
That's a better assessment.
Okay, that's – and I use the first statement as, like, to get your attention. So if you're hooked now, my plan worked. But I truly don't under – I don't understand how long things are going to take me, and I underestimate things. And I don't understand how people just know, like, oh, yeah, it takes me 12 minutes to shower. I go in there, and it's an adventure every time. I couldn't tell you – I don't know. Like, I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
But also, yeah. Like, if the water feels really good, I might lose myself for a while, and I don't know how long it's going to be. I have no sense. I just have no sense of, like, how much time has passed. Mm. Like, I'm the life, and time goes back, like, past me.
Okay.
You're the center of the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is your world.
And we all revolve around your time schedule.
Got it.
You know what? I've always known that. And
you
here
said
we are.
There's a time. There's 7 o'clock. I'm going to hop in the shower at 6:45. Yep. Are you going to? Okay.
Yep. Casey has said love before, that. Why would I be early to something and then have to sit and wait for everyone else to get there? It's like, I'm going to take my time and then I'm going to get there when things start.
Yeah, because ew.
But then, Casey, everyone else has to wait.
No, but, like, I mean, like, mostly to parties when I say statements like that. Okay. Not, like, real things.
So how does it work with, like, your job? How
I don't have one?
Well, you're a coach. You coach, though.
Okay, well, let's go back in time.
Do you show up to, like,
or
practice?
For coaching, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think... What I need, when I have to, and like, I also like, okay, let me add a little bit more to this because I think I have gotten better because I'm not like stupid now to understand. Like, honestly, for a long time, I didn't realize that being on time mattered to people. Like, I didn't truly understand that concept. Mm. I didn't
know that.
And
then
you
met, like, Bryce.
And then I met Bryce. Humblingest moment of my life. And I truly, like, honestly, for people who are like, I don't understand why they always show up late. Sometimes we literally don't understand that you care because we don't. So why would you care? Because we don't.
Yeah.
Mm. So give your person a little bit of grace there because they're just coming from a different world.
Yeah.
However, what I'm mostly meaning now is like, okay, I'm going to try and get out of the house by like 10 o'clock. But, like, I wanted to do this to my hair and I wanted to do this. And then I was going to unload the dishwasher and then I was going to do this. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, where did the time go? I didn't realize how long all of that was going to take me. Because in my brain I'm like, yeah, I'll just do this.
Yeah.
The thing is, I relate, unfortunately. I have – maybe I shouldn't out myself, but I guess any of my teammates, if you're listening, you will be rolling your eyes because – we're supposed to be at work at 8:30, and it's a very loose 8:30. I typically roll in at like 8:45, like nothing crazy. 15
minutes. Like, to me, that's not that big of a deal.
Same. To me, I'm like, so I'm on time.
Mare's lips are absolutely straight.
She cannot. She's
which is my smile. In case no one knows,
Mare's actually laughing.
My smile's flat.
And I have gotten talked to about it a couple times.
Oh, so it is a problem.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, well, and then my boss, who also wasn't getting there on time, I'm like, I'll get there on time when you get there
okay,
on time.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So then I have to like one up it because I'm like, I'm not going to just, if I know that you're going to be there at 8:50, I'm going to just get there before you. And then also the first 30 minutes of the day, like people are just talking to people and getting coffee and stuff.
Honestly,
so in my mind,
like,
it's kind of irrelevant.
But here's the other thing too. Like, I'm efficient. Like, I'll get stuff done.
Honestly,
so, like, I can show up late, get done more than you. That didn't make sense. I'll
get
more
done
than you.
More done.
I will say, now that I'm now that I have a baby to get ready to, I've been late a lot in the last 5 months.
Well, that's a very normal
How does
thing.
That make you feel?
Oh, well, honestly, it doesn't make me feel stressed. It makes my husband feel very stressed.
Oh, okay. He's on time.
He's afraid of being rude, like even like our Bible study that's like our friends that starts at 7:30. If we leave at like like 5 minutes. We're gonna be 5 minutes late. He's like stressed on the drive there.
Oh,
you know?
Really? Okay. Yeah. Whoa.
I'm not quite that, but I do like to be on time for things, you know. But I remember
like
I'm looking at the clock the whole time I'm getting ready. Like I also. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe you're just more hyperlook. I do look at the clock, but then it's the problem is like the frequency of looking
at the clock. Of looking at the clock? Okay.
Or like I look at the clock and I'm like, okay. Oh, I think I have more time than I actually do. Like I just physically don't understand.
Things just take longer than you think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what, some of you are probably out there listening like, oh, Casey, you're never going to change. I don't know. I'm working on it. I don't think you guys get how far I've come. I don't think anyone gets it, really.
Except I'm trying to remember specific myself. Examples of like.
I just remember college. Being late to church every week.
Which, you know what? Which family in America isn't?
Yeah. Casey, honestly, it's a classic Bryce driving as fast as his little heart can go.
Yeah.
And Casey doing her makeup in the mirror.
Yeah. And he's
and,
like,
and
us
sitting
bullets.
In the back, like, are they okay?
No, absolutely.
You know? We're always fine. Yeah. Our fights are never actually real.
Yeah.
He's just, well, yeah. And he has helped me a lot. But I think the moral of the story, and I am starting to sweat because I'm, you know, feeling really heavily convicted by the Holy Spirit right now, is I need to understand and learn, like, hey, if you want to do your makeup, it takes this many minutes. So you need to understand that that's what that means in the whole grand scheme of time for you to make sure that you're out the door in this amount of time. Kara, what are you laughing at?
Sorry. And just the way that you're describing it was making me chuckle because, yeah, that is – maybe that is it. It's the discipline of the – okay, say it even takes max 20 minutes. You need to be like, if I need to leave at 7:30, I need to do it at 7.
Yeah, yeah.
The buffering, which I mean, I'm not good at. But what I do sometimes too, if I'm like – which I do for work mainly, and then still I'm late. I'll like put it in my maps, and so I see the time like kind of crunched down. Oh. I'm like, oh, if I left now,
come on now, I totally
I'll get there.
I will
at that
get
point.
Ready with maps open on the counter, and then the time.
Same. So maybe that's like the people
I
who cannot
have anxiety,
the people who can't manage their time. That's how they do. I literally wake up, I look at my, I'm like, okay, I have 40 minutes to lay in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I leave now, I'm 40 minutes early.
Yes.
So now,
see, I love having extra
Kara,
time
never,
though.
Kara, you've never resonated in my
like,
brain more.
Like, so on a Sunday morning, I have to be at church. I try to be at church by 7. So I wake up at like 5:15 because I like having extra time. I know that I'm going to have a lot of extra time, but I like having time to be able to like meander a little bit.
And I'm not a moseyer or meanderer at all, so I don't care. But I
feel like you are. But you put it into your like half hour that you give yourself to get ready. You know what
I
mean?
I like
you're
to
leisurely
wake up and sit down and stare at the wall for a little bit.
Yes, that's what I mean by meandering. Of like, I don't want to be rushed.
Which
and
I
feel like you
get.
Feel the same way, but you don't give yourself as much time to not be rushed.
Wait, is this an intervention?
Kind of. I think Casey. Let's see how many times we can be or how many times we can be on time when we are together in Denver.
Oh my gosh!
Let's do our theory.
Oh my gosh, Mary's gonna be so mad at us.
Wait,
no,
you know those
because
TikToks?
I have a baby now, so it's different.
Okay,
that's true.
I'm different.
Well, you know those TikToks, like I told them to be here at this time, and then they like record everybody walking in with timestamps.
I like that.
That'd be funny to
I'm
do that one
like,
day.
I'm always like, okay. What do they always consider late? Because I would say 7:01 and it starts at 7. That's not late to me.
No, that's like on time.
That's like you're on time.
It depends. Like for a worship team rehearsal, if you're showing up at 7 o'clock, but you have to like tune your guitar, you're late.
Okay. So
you know,
tune it in the car.
Like,
tune it in the car.
No, come 10 minutes early. So you can
tune it.
So we as a team can start at 7.
That's why I play the keys, baby. They're always in tune.
I hate you.
Lols.
All right, Case, that was really good.
Okay. Well, good. I didn't mean to like convict you out there also, listener, if you're feeling this, but
they're like, dang it.
But the Holy Spirit is telling
thing.
Me that
Holy
you're
Spirit
convicted.
Holy Spirit is moving and I gotta let the air go through my shirt a little bit. Someone else go.
Literally. Okay. Goodness. Here's go. Something I don't understand. Oh, I forgot to ask Noah something. Here's something I don't understand. Water softeners.
Okay.
Like in your house, you have a water softener and you add salt to it.
Yeah.
How is your water not salty? What the heck does that do? Mm. What does the salt do? What? I don't get it. Do you guys know?
No.
I mean, yeah.
Tell me.
I mean, your water, like, if you have well water versus, like, city water, you'll have, like, metals or, you know,
well, I know that.
Things that come in the water. And so when you think of, like, keeping a pool sterile, you can do salt water or you can do chlorine chemical versus more of, like, a natural remedy.
Mm-hmm.
The salt to water ratio is so diluted that you're not going to really taste it. I mean, like, if you do try to taste your water, you can probably, like, tell there's, like, a little bit of salt in there, but it just helps make it so, like, the chemicals and the metals and all of the things that naturally come into the water are just filtered.
But then I feel like we wouldn't go through salt as much as we do.
What do you mean?
Like, we go through a lot of salt bags.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends on what type of water you have.
So there is salt in the water.
Well, it's like filtering through.
I don't get water.
I don't get water. Our bodies are made of water. Wait, why do we need more water in our bodies?
Why do we need more water?
We already have like 80% so much water in
our
bodies.
There's so many different kinds of water. Why is Dasani always so effing bad?
It's
so bad. You guys, it's all so bad. Why bottled is it water different? Is basically terrible. Because yeah. they add crap
except,
to it.
But like, except but like why? Smart water is good. I like that.
Very few.
There's very few. If there's like electrolytes and stuff in it for taste, it's good. But any that's like reverse osmosis.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I don't get water softeners either. The idea of also like, why is it called that? Like, it's not really softening the water.
I mean, it is.
It makes it more slippery. I feel like in the shower, I feel slippery. And your soap is more sudsy. Actually, fun fact.
And when you try and wash your hands, you're like, why is the soap coming off? And you just like wash.
Yep. What did you say?
I mean, she just went, sorry, I misspoke. With like the least amount of energy.
Here's
I've
asleep.
Ever heard.
She's asleep.
Well, I think she felt like we kind of attacked her a little bit. I didn't mean to attack you.
I did.
I know that. You know what? Someone's probably listening out there that like understands water softeners, like on
Can
an
you
actual
email
level.
Us, please?
Besides the email, was I off? Like, did I get it right? Help. I
want to know if Casey
was
like,
I have no idea.
Guys, what if I'm dead wrong and I made that up my whole life?
I have literally no idea. So
I kind of hope that you did make it up just for.
I just remember as a kid going and getting salt bags with my dad. And they're so heavy. And then, like, we need to go fill the salt. I'm like, I don't want to. And they're like, well, your water, it, like, can't you tell that in your hair, like, that we don't have salt? And I'm like, you're right. Let's go fill it.
Can't you tell in your hair he's gaslighting you? You're like, because no way you could tell. As in like a 9-year-old?
Yes, huh? I can tell with my mangy hair. If the water is not soft, I got a lot of tangles. A lot of tangles.
But then you go into the ocean, which is salty, and it tangles the heck out of your hair.
It's extra tangly, really.
That water is not slippery. Dare I say that water is
not
rough.
Soft.
Hard.
That water is hard.
That water is hard.
You know, I don't know if that's like comparing apples and oranges, I feel like.
It's salt water.
I know, but I just don't feel like it's the same.
I think it's more like a red apple and a green apple. If we had to use it.
Okay. Kiara, what don't
okay,
you
can
understand?
I go?
What don't you get, Kiara?
I actually said that so that the conversation would turn to me.
Perfect. Great.
Things I don't understand. Languages?
Languages.
Oh, wait. How many are you going to just drop on us really fast?
What?
I mean, you sound like you're about to read like five.
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Oh, my, I thought we were going one at a time.
Well, sorry. Not this is more about languages. I just
okay.
have like,
okay, okay.
subtopics.
To like, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes. Like number one bullet point. Where did each 7,000 languages originate from?
Hmm.
Who okay. made up the words and said this is where the language is going to be talked about today? The fact that we don't even know all of the languages in the world yeah. is
there's
insane.
No like translation. Mm.
Yes, and also some are being discovered or even going extinct. There's languages going extinct.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's like
well,
a dinosaur.
Even no sense.
Beyond the languages and how they came to be, the written languages, like
yeah.
just random scribble is an A.
Right.
And I know
right.
that it says ah.
Right.
Can we also like talk about how like no one knows how to actually speak Latin, but like you can still read it? Like, how does that make any sense? Also, is it Latin? Please tell me I'm right.
Latin.
Validate me.
I think. Probably. I mean, Latin is a language, if that's what you're trying to talk about.
I can't remember.
What do you, is that like the
there's
original language or?
There's something that people, I think it's Latin, that no one speaks anymore, but we know
yeah.
how to read it. But
I
like,
think, yeah.
That also doesn't make any sense to me. How like no. you can read a language, but no one knows how to speak it anymore. I don't get that.
No.
Yeah, weird.
Also, the people who can speak like, 20 plus languages. I'm like, how are you computing all of that in your head? And you can just know how to switch off to another language depending yeah. on who you're around.
It's
like, it's fat. I think that's why I don't understand, but it's also fascinating. Like in another 100%. Life, I would love to be like, love to have like five, like no, at least five would be cool. Going to another country
yeah.
and just spitting out words. I think at one point I, you know the like songs we would memorize for Bel Canto, and if it
yeah,
was like 100%. Another language,
100%.
I would like occasionally like I'm like I'm just gonna like say the lyrics as a sentence and kind of like make it seem like I'm saying a phrase, and it was, but it's like the Lord bless you and keep you, and I'm like,
Dios you know? Te guarde y bendiga. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Que extienda su amor.
La bendición.
Wow.
Y te muestre el favor.
Caliente.
Caliente.
Oh, that's funny.
About that. Okay. So last week I sang a song in Spanish at a wedding. I sang the blessing / la bendición.
And I'm actually still waiting for the review from
yes.
all of the Mexicanas out
so
in the
so because
yes.
the groom, his family lives in Mexico. They don't speak a lick of English. And he didn't
a lick.
And he didn't tell them that we were going to have this song bilingual. No, he didn't tell them they were going to do this bilingual. And she, I at the end of the night, he told me his mom thought that it was a recording.
Oh, that's actually so sweet.
And then he said that she said, is that white girl speak Spanish?
Stop. And then you were like,
no hablo español.
That's actually such a good compliment.
I'm so
I know.
Happy for you. All your stress paid
thank
off.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Good job. Proud of you.
Yeah,
thank
super
you.
Proud of you. And also, congrats, JC.
Yeah,
you.
We love you,
yeah,
JC
happy,
and Sam.
Happy for you.
We love the Magañas.
Congrats.
Magaña. Anyways.
Case?
What are we talking about?
Things we don't understand.
Are you done
that
with your,
is
like,
our
no,
topic.
I, well, I know.
Oh,
if I
language.
Know. I didn't know if you were done. Like, did
no,
you
I am.
Ride your point home?
That's it. Yeah.
I feel like every time someone else brings up their point, they kind of get less and less flack than mine, but whatever.
Okay. Okay. Well, take it away.
I'll bring up my next point. And Mare, I think you're probably going to trash me again for this one.
Oh, no.
Kira, you're going to be on my team.
Okay.
I don't understand directions. What is north? I don't get it. I know
that's
I live on the West
Coast. Interesting,
because
you're from Iowa.
No, Mayor, you've said this, and just
but everyone here, everyone here uses that. So that just surprised me that that's different than where you grew up in Iowa. I thought
no,
that was just an Iowa thing.
No.
Okay,
it's not different. I just said I don't know what you mean. Can you explain it to me differently?
Wait, what?
I would say
directions?
I don't understand what you mean. Can you like tell me a landmark?
Oh, I thought you were saying
so
that
gonna,
to me right now.
No.
Okay.
Like,
so did
like,
I.
Yeah, so you're going like, to go north, and you're going to go blah, blah, blah. And then I'd be like, okay, can you just, like, say that different?
Mm.
What else can you say to explain it to me?
Yeah.
I learned never eat sour wheat as
okay.
a kid. So I know what the directions are.
Mine was never eat soggy wieners.
Stop it.
That's gross. Yep.
They tell you that at EMHS?
Yeah. We felt like we were so crazy. Never eat soggy waffles. Okay, carry on. Mayor, what was yours?
Mine was a song. North, oh. South, east, and west. Let's get this party started.
No way. Yeah, that's,
it was
real.
It was. But then, that was from like a TV show. But then I learned we, W-E, west, east, we.
I'm confused already. I'm already confused.
Casey, you can spell the word we, you freaking idiot.
No, I mean like on the thing, on the compass. That's confused already.
No, no, you're not.
I don't know which one's we and which one's E. I have to start.
Which one's we and which one's
up
E?
Up is north, west, and east.
Okay, it spells the word we. If you write down the word we, where is the W and where is the E?
Okay, see,
that's,
I didn't know.
That's where it
I
is on the compass.
Well, thanks for giving me a tangible thing because I couldn't directionally
place it. That's
what
I'm trying
it.
To do. You're fighting me.
This feels like counseling.
We, and then north. You do have to remember north and south. North, south. But I feel like that one's easy because we know like south is like Texas and that's down.
North is up, south is down.
Yeah.
Yes. North is
we.
Heaven, south is hell.
And amen. Then we. Amen. I've
west
always said that.
West is where I live and yeah. east is where America started.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's so complicated. And
no, it's not. It never has been more clear to me.
I thought you were going to say where I'm at, but you're like, no, west is where I live and east is where America even is the beginning. Oh my gosh, Casey, that was actually so funny.
It's really funny.
No, we just breezed right over that like it's nothing.
Well, honestly, that's just how I think about it. So to me, it's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So
no,
if
that's great.
I asked you your directions, like when
no,
you go.
I don't know. Okay.
When you go to church, like, are you going north,
know.
South, east, and west? Yeah, no
I
idea.
I don't
okay.
know.
Would Bryce know?
Yeah. He knows okay. all the directions constantly. And okay. he'll even be like, we're going northeast? It really doesn't feel like that. He'll say oh. crap like that.
Okay, well, I wouldn't go that far. I think I'm in the middle here where, like, sometimes I'm like, I feel like I should be at my car. And then I, like, press the beeper and I'm like, oh. I'm, like, way not. So I think, like, I'm disoriented. But I would not be.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Or no? Okay. I don't know.
Like
why.
You or what?
Yeah. It was like crackly for a second. But maybe.
Oh, I didn't hear
oh,
that.
Oh,
it might be your headphones.
Yeah. But if someone said northeast, I would be like, okay, that doesn't really. Like, am I going left or right?
If I'm in
like
a new place,
time.
I don't know north, south, east, and west. You know what I mean?
No.
But like here in Orange City, I know where north of town is because I am oriented here. Does that make sense?
Sure.
It does.
I think that's great. Oriented. And honestly, I'm happy for people. And I, like, I wish my brain would work in that way. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, wherever I'm facing, straight ahead is north.
Go straight, turn right.
Yeah. Go straight.
Those
kind of
directions
that's
work.
That's north. Yeah.
Wait, can I share a story about my mom? Because love you, Yvonne, and you will listen to this and hopefully remember the story. Because I think it was high school. We were doing a little trip to Baltimore as a family. And my brother and dad were at a baseball game. I think the three of us went to get like manicures or something. I don't know. And we come out of our, you know, my mom's driving. We come out of our appointment. We start driving. And she's like, yeah, I think it's like this direction. We're like, cool. 20, 30 minutes pass by. And we see a
stop.
We see like a sign and it like looks like a one way lane to like Ohio or something. And I'm like, mom, where are we? You know, we're like, I think that we're like looking as the stadium is like passing and passing. And we're like, how do we get over there? And I think at this point, maybe like maps wasn't quite. Maybe it was younger.
Like MapQuest.
It was like MapQuest days.
I think it was either MapQuest days or like you had to like actually pull the physical map out and try to figure it out. And so all I remember is being like, mom, we're going to Ohio. Like I was like, I don't know where we're at. And it was just, I remember it being the funny thing. And she's like, no, I know how to get back. And we're like, we're driving to a different.
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah.
So funny.
No. And she's been bad ever since. But she also admits it. So the first step is admitting. So.
Which I fully am right now.
You are.
What I will say, though, is I understand right and left emphatically. And I think people are stupid for not understanding which way is right and which way is left.
Okay.
And maybe that's rude of me to say. based on not knowing directions, but like when people are, I'm like, okay, go to the right, and they go, like, they put their stupid hands up and do the L's.
You're like, we don't need those around here.
Just tell me to turn right or left.
Yep.
Don't say north or south.
Yeah.
Or east or west. We or soggy wieners. I don't want to hear it.
We eat soggy wieners. So funny, Kira.
How about when we go to Denver, we'll have Meredith and Bryce be the direction givers.
Perfect.
When we,
well, here's the beauty of it. We have maps now.
Yeah. Why are we doing that?
That is true.
And that's the thing. My mom's like, well, how do you know where you're going? Maps, baby. Maps. You just type it in.
Like, people, put it in my phone.
I feel like that generation will tell. Well, they'll ask, like, oh, which way did you take to get here? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I just
no
put
clue.
It in.
Ask me that.
No.
How do you know where you're going? I don't. My phone does.
Yeah.
I can be on autopilot. That's
totally.
Why I have this.
That's funny.
Okay, well, that's mine, and we're going to move on again.
Thank you, Casey. That was great. This is maybe one. This is a lifestyle that I don't understand.
Lifestyle.
I don't understand people who are super, super into pit bulls.
Okay.
You know, like the dog.
Take.
No, like sure. They're
I,
oh
honestly,
not Mr. Worldwide.
I thought Mr. Worldwide. And I was like,
people that
I mean,
aren't just really
fine.
Into Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Me.
Tonight.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
Well,
no, I get
know,
it, but
just
like
had a concert
no.
recently and I was like, it looked kind of fun.
No, really I meant the dogs.
Okay.
This one feels kind of stupid. But I like they're I don't know. Can I change
it?
Like can we cut this one out? This one feels really dumb.
No, because I got absolutely grilled.
No, this one feels stupid. I'm changing it. I don't
what
understand.
Feel, oh, my God.
It just isn't. Okay. Well, you guys just didn't give me the reaction. You guys are both like,
okay. Okay, well, I was trying to understand.
Well,
but
first off, we thought Mr. Worldwide, so
okay,
we're
yeah.
first off confused.
I just don't. I think pit bulls, A, mean.
Oh,
B,
okay.
Not very cute. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry
oh, okay.
for saying it.
Okay.
And I guess, like, there are people that are, like, emphatically, like, don't give pit bulls a bad rep, you know? But, like,
okay,
they kind of, those are, like, the dogs
oh,
that are, like,
whoa.
Biting kids.
Whoa. Okay. Wow.
You know what I mean?
I would almost spin this and say I don't understand people that are just, like, obsessed with dogs.
Oh, sure.
Or animals,
yeah.
well, just like in general.
Yeah, horse people.
Yeah, yeah. Or just, you know, any direction you want to land.
Yes.
I do think a pit bull is cute. I think there's ugly pit bulls, just like I think there's any ugly breed
sure.
of anything,
yep.
you know?
Yeah.
Are you breedist?
Yeah, I'm a breedist.
I'm a big old breedist. I'm a barista.
Big. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Second time
I
did that.
No, I keep hitting my glasses on the mic.
Casey.
I know. I directionally I'm all confused in my space.
Turn your head north.
I
That would be a funny game. Casey, point to northwest.
No, Bryce does this and I say, I don't
no,
wanna play.
I don't
wanna
play.
Play.
Mine's always gonna be there.
That's funny.
In my
well,
brain.
it's like when Bryce is like, add up 85 plus 12. It's not that hard.
Ew,
just do it.
Why?
Just do it. That is how I feel about directions.
Ugh.
Okay. Okay. I don't
okay,
like
can
that.
Can you feel for me? Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit, actually. Yes.
But any pit bull I've ever
met
has been kind of sweet.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
know. I think it's more
Waylon
of like.
Was
maybe
like
I've just met.
Who raises? Who
wait, Waylon
pit
was
bull.
A pit bull? Or, pit bulls
he was
are
like
different
a third
than mutts.
Pit bull. Yeah, he was a third pit bull, so
okay.
he wasn't.
Okay, so he's like barely even Pitbull. He's barely Mr. Worldwide.
He wishes
only
Mr.
Like,
Worldwide.
He's like only like national.
Oh my gosh.
It was so stupid.
So stupid.
I thought that was kind of funny.
It was funny.
Oh. I want to see what a typical Pitbull like owner looks like. You know, and if this is you if this is you, listener, can you send in a picture?
No!
So we can
yeah,
roast
no.
you.
Yeah, no.
Why not?
I'm dying. Kira's Googling pit bull owner.
No, Kira. I am.
I really am.
We don't stereotype people here. We only stereotype dogs.
We don't condone our actions. Kira Becker.
See, do you want that thing chasing you when you're trying to go on a walk in your neighborhood?
That was the worst angle of that dog ever. Poor thing. Didn't even have a chance.
I'm sorry if I offended anybody by saying that.
That's just how I feel.
I apologize. That's my truth.
It's my truth. It's my reality.
I take it back. To be fair, a dog that I really love is part pit bull. So you hate pit bull.
You hate me. Yep. Period. Slay.
Can we move on to my topic, Mare? Or you want to you wanna keep going with your topic?
No, my stupid one. That was dumb. I'm going to bed.
Like pee my pants.
Oh my gosh, that was actually really, really good.
Oh, if you like pit bulls, sorry.
We're really, really happy
like
for you,
Mr. Worldwide. Write us an email. I'm literally crying. I really can't.
Oh my god. Casey's so disoriented now. She's not really sure what
play
is.
I'm like,
she's
right,
disoriented.
North,
yeah.
South, soggy wieners.
Kiara does not think this is as funny as you and I do. She's like hardly laughing.
I'm sorry, but this is great.
It's not a belly laugh. It was funny, but
oh my gosh. Wow, I'm sweating.
Listen, and you might be in your car working out. I don't know what you're doing.
Sorry.
And you might think these girls are idiots. We are. That's if why we're doing this episode.
If you're Mare's dad, you might say, I'm losing
brains. Dad, don't listen to this one.
Keith, can you not? If you made it this far, wow. Keep listening, actually.
How many brain cells have our listeners lost? Okay. All right, Kira.
I'll begin so you can like finish your water bottle that you have to. And we can bring it back. Something I don't understand is when there's a hurricane, I actually thought of this recently with the recent hurricanes. Where do the birds go?
Oh. That is good.
Because they can't fly. Do they stay in the eye of the hurricane until the storm disseminates and then just like die from exhaustion? Or like, if you
think, gosh, that's a great
question. But if you think about
question.
It, and the winds really pick up, they can't really fly. But they're like 20, like I was gonna say 20 pounds.
Do you think they can sense that it's coming and they're leaving?
Birds. That's a turkey. You're thinking of a turkey.
Okay, the turkey probably can't even do much.
I feel like
I don't know.
Birds have a really good sense of like natural disasters, and they hightail it out of there.
But like, where do they go? Just up above the cloud?
They go north.
North.
The birds fly north.
They go left and then right and then they go straight.
Past the tree. One more mile. Casey's laying down on her bed.
Oh my god!
But isn't it a valid question? But also, say you have to evacuate full-on zoos and aquariums. Where are we taking these giraffes and elephants?
Yeah. Well, actually, I did watch something about it. They just put them on, like, the next floor. Like, they were, like, relocating penguins and things like that.
But what if the whole structure, like, falls down?
I don't know.
Then they're just in the water.
I think these
almost extinct animals just.
I've been seeing a lot of things about like alligators and like wildlife in Florida getting relocated into like people's like garages and stuff like that. That's crazy.
That's
crazy. Scary. They're like, don't walk in water. Yeah. Like, if you see a puddle, don't walk into it. Don't let your dog in it. Don't you let your toddler in it.
Don't let your pit bull.
That's Florida for you.
Maybe let your pit bull. That's fine. They can test it out first.
Oh my gosh, these pit bulls listening.
Yeah, they're pissed.
They're pissed. That's mine.
Yeah, that's
the end. Yeah.
Guys, this was so stupid. But it was very funny. Listeners, I hope that you guys laughed too. Otherwise, sorry.
Honestly, like if you weren't laughing, that was probably my favorite one. The most uncomfortable 10 minutes of your life, maybe?
10 minutes of hearing us wheeze.
It's actually just silent.
Like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Silent laughs.
Well, I had a good time. I don't know about you guys.
Is it time to bring down the mood or what?
It is. Yeah, let's bring it down. Because we are way too peppy right now.
We're high.
Yeah. Okay. I've been thinking about this. We have a birthday coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Next month is Kira's birthday.
Also the election day, which is also like
needs to
be noted.
Yes. Except her birthday is not on election day this year, unfortunately.
Yes. Aw,
dang it.
Gosh, my word. I wish it was.
Bummer.
I love when the election's on your birthday because I'm like...
It's just like happy election day.
Also, I feel like last year I was just a freaking idiot and I thought it was always on election day.
I know.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I think I kept saying that
of like, oh my gosh, it's election day. And then it was like the 7th instead. And your birthday's
like,
the 8th.
Wait a second. Why did it change?
So anyways.
It's always the first Monday, right? Or like first
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay.
The first Tuesday. You're right.
First Tuesday. The 5th this year.
Yeah.
So anyways, there's birthday coming up regardless of election day. I guess something else we don't understand. So I thought it would just be fun. This is kind of just a quaint little question. What was the best birthday that you had?
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that is cute.
Since I've thought of this, I can share mine first.
One
year I had, this is my first year having a friend birthday party. I don't remember what age it was. I want to say like 7, 8. And I grew up on a dairy farm for people who don't know. And so I had a friend birthday party. We had an above ground swimming pool because we're classy.
Ooh.
And my birthday's in the summer. So it was like pool party. We had great food. And then there was a cow giving birth. So we all like got to go out and see that.
Okay. What? Like, welcome to the farm.
Yeah. So my friends all got to watch like my dad crank this calf out of this cow.
That's probably really cool. Were the chains on the ankle and everything too?
You bet.
That's actually so interesting.
Yeah. So I thought it was kind of fun. And like my friends seemed to enjoy it. I don't remember anyone being like.
That's memorable for sure.
Not liking it, you know.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
And it felt different, which, you know, I like being different. So
you do. Yeah, everyone's like, so remember different. That birthday party? We saw a cow, you know, come out of another cow.
Yeah. And then they all went home and said, Mommy, where did babies come from?
Yeah, right.
You actually started a lot of conversations in the home.
What birthday was that? You're all welcome.
I don't remember. I want to say like 8, maybe.
Okay. That is pretty unique.
But that was my favorite birthday.
Cool.
That's cute.
Mine was when I was turning 10. And my mom, why did she let me do this? Who knows? I got to invite every single girl in my class over for a sleepover.
Oh, wow. Okay, which was how many, though?
Okay. That tone. Just leave the room.
Just saying. How many?
I think I had like 32 kids in my class.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And
that's a lot.
Well, like I think like it was like 12 girls in total. I don't think.
Okay.
I think there was more, but, you know, not everyone can go.
Yeah,
sure.
But I had a sleepover and I remember I made it a point to have everyone watch a Cinderella story. That was very important to me.
That's so funny. Everyone needs to experience that.
Everyone does.
I was like, has anyone seen this movie before we start? I think I gave a big old speech like, make sure you're not talking. Make sure that you really pay attention.
Oh, wow.
This is like a really good movie. That sounds like something 10-year-old Casey would say.
Totally.
If you were at this party and you're listening, can you tell me if that happened?
We need confirmation, please.
And then I just I have moments of like we were dancing in the living room. And I also grew up on a farm, but like not in the traditional sense where like you watch a cow being born. More of like we live in this house and it's on a farm and I have nothing to do with anything around me and I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
So we walked around because we had a pretty big area, and I think we went into the barn, and there was a hayloft in our barn. So I think I remember,
like
we climbed up into the hayloft, and like I showed them all my little things, and I just remember that was my first friend birthday too.
Aww,
those are memorable.
Friend birthdays are so fun.
Yeah, and I kind of have a two-parter. So sorry, there was a kid in my class, and we had the same birthday. And like we were born in the same hospital, like our rooms were by each other. So we like grew up basically together all our elementary days and middle school. And we had joined a birthday party one year.
Oh, okay.
And we all got off the bus after school and were at his house for like an afternoon birthday party.
That's really fun.
And it was me and him having this party, and like our whole class basically was there. That was dope.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's super fun.
I'm having good memories in my head right now.
Aww. Quaint.
Before Demure. Like directions mattered. Before
directions
mattered. Like
didn't even know what directions were.
Yeah. Good times.
Mm.
What about you,
Kiki? What about times? You?
I would say one of my faves is actually my adult life.
oh, fun.
I thought yours would be adult life birthday.
Because she throws parties constantly. So
Kira
she knows
celebrates others, and so others celebrate her. Love. Yeah,
they do. And I do love that. I think my quick hit, my tops would have been 18 and 25. Like those two like were really good years for me. But I would say my 18th was really fun because I remember it being like on a Friday that year, and it was just like, you know, Friday,
and
too,
you're
just like the
you're
energy
a senior
is
in
different.
High school too, and it's
senior
like
in
you're
high
on top
school.
Of the world.
I'm an adult now. I'm 18. All this stuff, and I remember walking in, and my friends were like waiting because you know you had your lockers to walk to. Mm-hmm. They were all like waiting there, and we're like, "Happy birthday!" And they wrapped my locker door with. I remember this wrapping
super
paper
fun.
Very specifically. It was Justin Bieber wrapping paper, and it was like blue tones, and it was just his face all over it.
Incredible.
And I loved it. I still to this day, I wish I like.
Do you have a picture of it?
I know. I'll have to look for it because it was amazing.
That sounds iconic.
So, oh my gosh, so good. The whole day was great. And then the afternoon, I got called into the office. And it was like, my mom was like, yeah, I'm going to take you out early. We're going to like leave school early and like go around town. And we went to get like a manicure together. And then we went to get like bagels at Mr. J's, which you've been to.
Love.
So it's just like a cutesy. And then my sister, she was in college at the time, but she like came for the evening part. And then me and my my boyfriend at the time, my high school boyfriend, and then my family. Oh, Johnny boy.
You're really good friend.
My really, really good
friend.
Actually, my really good friend. This is kind of crazy, but today is my 10-year like high school like anniversary. Like today they're meeting back
in
Virginia.
Oh, wait, reunions?
Reunion, sorry. Yeah, reunion.
I think you meant you and Johnny's.
I know,
I was like,
wait.
Sorry.
It would have been 9 years?
Sorry. So reunion.
Aww.
My whole class, like literally tonight.
That's actually really
this.
Funny.
Aww.
You know that one trend where it's like, I got guns in my head and they won't go. And then they show the yearbook picture. And then I just saw a 2014 one of that. And I was like, wait.
That's like us.
Old.
We're old.
That's like our class.
Yeah.
It's 10 years. So anyways, if you're at that, hope you're having fun. But anyways, we go to dinner at like my favorite restaurant. It's just like good vibes. And then I get like I pull up to my house and like me and Johnny were just sitting in the car and he was just saying some nice things. And he was like, I like typically go through the garage and he was like, let's like walk through the front. And I was like, okay. Boop, 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 boop. And I thought we were going to have like a movie night with my family or something. I walk in and then my parents threw me like a surprise birthday party. And then I don't know why I made everybody watch this movie. But it was some shark movie.
Shark Tale?
Jaws.
Shark Tale?
I'm pretty sure I made everybody watch Jaws 1.
Jaws?
I don't know why to this day. Weird choice. But I was like, I want to watch Jaws. And everyone's like, okay.
That's super out of pocket.
Okay, well,
super
I stand on Cinderella's story even more now.
Oh, I should have done that at this point. But anyways, it was really fun. It was like a surprise party. And then that was kind of it. But I think the whole day was just fun. And there was like a lot of thought that went into it. And
that's
I
super
think my,
sweet.
Yeah. Anyways, that was a good one. Who would have thunk? 18.
Nice.
That was a cute really little cool. one, Mare. Yeah, great. Yeah,
thanks, Mare.
We brought up the mood.
Mm. Yes.
All the memories.
Well, thank you guys for listening, tuning in every week. We have new episodes every Wednesday, so come back next week to hear other random stuff that we'll be talking about.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And if you're on social media, we are too. We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all the things. So make sure you go like, follow, subscribe, share to your family, share to your friends. We're always looking for more subscribers and for 5-star reviews. So make sure you go and give us one of those because we would love it. 4
because that would make us really bummed.
Yeah. That's like really annoying. Like and 4 is like worse than a 3.
If you're listening to this on Spotify, you can comment. So comment below and tell us how stupid we are.
Yeah. Be like, hey, I actually understand that. We all understand it. And you guys are just really stupid idiots.
Hey, actually, a pit bull pulled me out of a burning building. So screw you.
Again, why did I think Mr. Worldwide? Why?
The second time.
Why?
Oh, my God.
All right, it's time to go.
You're crazy. Well, we'll see you next week, guys.
See you next week.
Listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.